This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time. His life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Leanne was asking during the break, can I sue the production company or Showtime for stealing my identity, taking my words, and then having the person clearly meant to be me, then have him do horrible things and set up innocent people and be a criminal?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a public figure. I'm a big boy. They could probably get away with that. But here's the difference. Google, then, in an organized deal with AdRoll and other big companies, can't go around and openly talk about how they want to shut down conservatives and libertarians and alt-right, which then means everybody, ban us from advertising on the Internet, making up crap that we're violating laws or something, and not showing what we've done. Okay, this is a clear, organized operation. That's where it's wrong. But I'll tell you this. Homeland has stolen my identity. Then they slap O'Keefe's name on it to get another enemy they've got. And it's the idea of someone impassioned warning you about an Islamic invasion. When this morning I watched Paul Washit's video, The Truth About Sweden, last night. And I went and said, you know, I remember hearing about those rapes. I never went and watched those on purpose because I don't like that. And I watched the real rapes of those women gasping and fighting and panicking and crying and finally giving up while those Arabs were raping them and the police did nothing in Stockholm. Perfect Stockholm syndrome. And it fundamentally made me sick. I got heat flashes. I've never been so pissed that I was actually getting heat flashes going to kick somebody's ass. And it's not like I've been trying to impress women. I'm the opposite of a rapist. It fundamentally pisses me off so much to see that kind of crap and the type of elites that would bring these people in and then try to silence the women and try to say Trump's wrong. And these women are fighting for their lives, like suffocating with like 10 guys on top of them, begging and crying, being raped. And I have daughters. It's fundamentally, I'm just, what the hell's going on here?
Yes, and that's why they want to silence you, because you dare speak out on that. And we have Soros and other people funding groups so that they can control the French elections now, because they can't allow what happened here in the United States, as well as with Brexit. They can't allow those pillars of globalism to be dismantled worldwide.
Exactly. Let me ask you this. Why would they want to bring in a bunch of people from collapsed third world countries where women wear hoods and are sold on slave blocks and bring them in and let them rape and murder people? What the hell is going on?
I think it's even beyond order out of chaos. I mean, it's truly it's darkness or truth.
It's a ritual.
Yes, it's trying to push forward the end times.
And the left, by even backing these Muslim refugees to come in here, along with ISIS members, they don't realize that when they're out there on the streets trying to, you know, sing the call to prayer, the Muslim call to prayer, they don't actually realize that in their religion, women are not allowed to sing the call to prayer.
Well,
they would actually be beaten.
They're a one-half person.
It's blasphemy for them.
And again, these are rock concerts held for the immigrants that are anti-racism girls. These women, beautiful women, go out and they literally get gang raped by these demon men. I mean, it's like, I'm going to be honest, I want to just...
Well, I don't know if that happened.
That ain't going on in Texas, so people are not going to be, you know.
Well, they've got the rape bracelets now, so that's supposed to stop the raping. They give them the bracelets and they wear it and it says no.
I mean, as a man, this makes me have like a rage attack. It's not a talk about trigger. What is it like for women to watch it?
Well,
this stuff?
Yes. If I see those videos, I truly get panic attacks. I cry. It like melts me down. I mean, as women, you know, we've probably had to deal with at least the slightest little bit of sexual harassment that you don't want, unwanted advances. I've dealt with much more than that. So it's like panic inducing.
Yeah, you get ringing in the ears, nauseous stomach. You know, the best thing to do.
Well, I have daughters. I see these women held down, flailing, begging, stop raping me. And these assholes are doing it. And they all need to be killed. But no, it's all being covered up. And then like Trump talks about it, and they go, the left all makes jokes and says, what happened in Sweden last night?
Yeah.
Colbert, I'll knock your goddamn, excuse me.
Yeah.
Well, see, I'll be violent tomorrow. They'll just say I said that to Colbert. Yeah, go over there, Colbert, and preside over the women getting gang raped by a bunch of animals. And then tell me that you don't deserve to have your...
will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Roger Stone's going to be joining us here in a few minutes, co-hosting this hour. We're going until midnight tonight because we got word from AdRoll, not AdBlade. That's another internet advertising company we work with. They're actually good folks. AdRoll was fine the last 3 years until they sent us a letter saying, sorry, you may have made $3.3 million with us last year. Now, that's gross. But, you know, we had products we were selling. That helps fund our operation. You are fake news. You are banned. You are not human. You are black. You can't come eat at our store. You are gay. We will not bake you a cake. You are conservative, which I'm not. I'm a libertarian patriot. You're dehumanized. We call you political. We can't take political advertising, which they actually do. But they said we're not, you know, the proper political pack. Me promoting water filters and the Second Amendment, and that's political? No. See, they're calling everything under campaign laws political. But with Millie Weaver and Leanne McAdoo, who got really upset during the break, I got upset because I saw Paul talking about Swedish rapes and how they were covering them up in the news. I thought, you know, I never went and watched any of those. I saw people getting their Facebook suspended for even talking about it. Let me go watch them at rock concerts that are anti-racism concerts. And I watched like an 11-minute tape, and we're not going to show the actual parts here, but just her face for a second, with like 10 Muslim men from North Africa. These are mainly Moroccans. That's out of the island. Raping her, and she's begging and pleading for air and screaming stop, stop in Swedish, and they are just raping the daylights out of her. The police and the Swedish men did nothing because they're liberal beta males. And so they've had to cancel these concerts because they became rape fest. And you'll see her face come up for air here in a minute. She's begging. We're not going to show. Again, we're not showing the other parts. This is all online. And these guys taped this themselves. Look at her. She's just begging. And they are got her all held down and raping her and keeping people away. This is the new liberal sacrament. This is the new system. So we have to talk about it, even though it's uncomfortable. I have daughters. It's got to be exposed. I hear about this Western rape culture that's supposedly so prolific when I know it's rare in the West compared to other countries. Islamic countries, a woman not wearing a hood unattended is rape bait. And if you speak out and file a report, you get the adultery charge and execute it. And Leanne's crying about this right now, but we have to face this and deal with the torture of these women. And why would the media say Trump's lying when he was talking about the mass rapes that happened in the nights before? They, like lawyers, they went, didn't happen last night, nothing happened, but then the next night they burned part of Sweden. So, and they're burning Paris, they're burning everything right now. Well, Leanne, go ahead.
No, it really truly gives me, like,
I know, it's hard to watch.
I can't watch it.
Yeah, but we got to talk about it because they want us just to submit to it. So go ahead.
No, it's terrible. And that's the thing I just don't understand is how you can say you're for women and you're for equality. And then for whatever reason, almost overnight, they flip it around. And now all of a sudden it's okay to rape little kids because that's their culture. And it's okay to, we'll let you off easy because you were having a sexual emergency. And that's why you had to rape a child or rape women. You know, because you're sexually frustrated. What the hell is going on? It's complete madness. It makes no sense.
And well, Islam is so satanic in its current form that the New World Order loves it and has merged with it.
Well, you have
the pedophile left likes Islam.
Idiot feminist.
We have Roger yet. Keep going. Oh, good. He was on Skype video. I saw it went away. No, I'm keep going, Leanne. I didn't mean to interrupt. But
it's just like you have idiot feminists like putting the hijab on. At least you have Marie Le Pen the other day refuse and walk out of the meeting because she refused to.
And she met with that imam before. They told
her
this time.
That's real feminism. Yes. And this is exactly
what
women.
Talk about that. Exactly. Marie Le Pen.
Marie Le Pen. So she refused to put the headscarf on to just have a conversation with this imam or I forget his name.
Mufti.
And she walked out. She said no. And the look on her face, too, was just like, no. It was like not like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to go now. I apologize. That's not my religion.
She said, I refuse to cover myself.
She was like, whatever. I don't need this meeting with this person. Screw you. And that is true feminism, not backing down or knocking a peg out of your equality. That's
and it's
right.
French women
That's
that are about right. to elect her.
We have fought hard for equality. So you don't tell me, oh, well, you know, now you need to come bow down in front of me or put the headscarf on in order to just be in my presence. She didn't tell him to go eat some bacon before she went to talk to her. Like, you know, okay,
exactly.
You want to be equal here.
The liberal feminists are too deluded to realize what real oppressed women looks like. And this video shows you exactly what an oppressed woman looks like. The videos of the women in these Muslim nations where they're being stoned to death and killed right. and murdered in the streets for no reason. Oh, you didn't have a headscarf. We're going to kill you.
You dared to walk to the store without a male escort.
Yeah, we're going to kill you. If you don't have two or three male witnesses to your rape, well, then you're going to be beheaded. You're going to be killed because we're going to accuse you of being sexual without
And did you see marriage. Sunday, did you see in New York, thousands marching, feminist rallies saying Allah Akbar, moment of prayer, and women leading prayers?
But they'll never show you the pictures of the women who have been covered head to toe in acid that they've had thrown on them in these honor killings or
watching them rape that woman and the police.
Raped.
It's Stockholm syndrome. It's almost as though the liberals are so fearful, they're such betas that they're trying to, you know, almost convince these Muslims, oh, don't attack us. We love you. See, we're tolerant. We're doing the call of prayer, not knowing that actually having a woman do the call to prayer is blasphemy and it would actually provoke them to attack
them. My daughters aren't wearing any of this crap, so that's just the end of it. I want you guys to ride shotgun. He's got Dr. Jerome Corsi coming up at the bottom of the hour. He didn't have his full crew today, so we need to co-host with him, so that's why I'm kind of boarding Roger Stone's hour. Paul Watson's coming up in the next hour. We're having to do a 13-hour emergency broadcast because I had $3.5 million or so budgeted as profit we had last year to expand the D.C. Bureau to do all this stuff. Now, we have that money for this year. They just took away. Google just banned us. You have to go through ad roll to be on Google. For new listeners just tuned in, we're going to Roger Stone here in a moment. And they just came in and said, when we showed the letter, it's on Infowars.com, Drudge link to it. They said, you are fake news. you are political. No political stuff's allowed. They take political ads. They let the left call for killing people. We were just advertising water filters and nutraceuticals and non-GMO heirloom seeds. They were actually pissed as liberals were buying our stuff. And so after 3 years with them, it was set to be $5 million this year on the graph. It was $3.3 million 2016. They said that you violated this. So here's the deal. If they don't do this to everybody else that violates that broad term to be anything, anything's political, then they are discriminating and racketeering and can be held accountable. They play this mind game where they go, oh, it's our policy, our company, we can do what you want. No, they hold Facebook and Twitter and Google and everything out as a commons, but they've met with Hillary, they've met with the globalists, they admit a plan to shut down our speech, to shut down Drudge under the Federal Elections Commission, where Drudge, you know, they want him to be totally scared to even leak to anything. This is the bullying horse crap that's going on. And now, yeah, they got a good lick on us. Okay, so I want to thank the listeners for support. We're selling stuff discounted prices to try to make some of this back. And because let me tell you, they're going to try to cut more stuff off. The president needs to move and expose. No, they're not just kicking his daughter out of stores with her clothes. That's boycotting. That's one thing. That's bullying. They are not letting us have access to the market and saying we're subhuman. Okay? And so get your brain force. Get your silver bullet. Get your Roger Stone, Making of the President 2016. Get your caveman paleo. Get your Hillary for President 2017. But I want to ask Roger Stone joining us because I want to launch a whole deal with more shows, working with GCN. I got a whole plan. But here's the deal. I go out and I follow all their rules. I have the most milquetoast, because we know we're targeted by the FDA, too. They got articles saying how the FDA members. We go the most high-quality, grass-certified, that's a congressional rule, supplements there are, and then we follow all the rules. We don't make claims. Then they won't even let us advertise those or water filters on Google. You say, well, go somewhere else. Google's like 60% of the damn web. They've been allowed to have antitrust laws violated, and Trump should go after them now. And not to shut down Google, just make them, you know, if you're renting a place at the mall and I've got a good business, you better rent me a damn space, okay? And that's what this is. And, you know, you approved our ads and you don't even tell us what we violated. And then you try to destroy us and an admitted plan to shut us down. If that isn't nasty, racketeering, mafia crap, exactly what the Nazis did to Jews and others in Nazi Germany, I don't know what it is. So donate, Infowars.com/show. They got impersonation shows on Homeland where they act like they're me and then say horrible things. I want to go to Roger Stone right now. We're going to skip this break so we have more time and the one at 50 after. Because they're making, and this isn't drama. If people knew what was going on behind the scenes.
We need money, but skip
if we
money.
Don't change this, yeah, well, that's the network, too, and it's advertisers, and that doesn't even bring in. Most of them aren't my sponsors, and I can't approve them, and I don't like it, so that's a whole other issue. But and I love the network. They're great folks, but I added more hours. I make 98% of the network's money, so it doesn't even matter. Okay, and I love Ted and everybody else. The point is, there won't be a show soon if they get away with this. Obama signed a law 2 weeks before Trump got into presidency saying the CIA will take over the media and we'll use regulations and the Federal Elections Commission and the FCC to shut down everybody. And they've named me and they've named Drudge and they've taken the sponsors from Breitbart and they've kicked Breitbart's apps off the frickin', you know, iTunes store. Mm-hmm. They're, you pay for it, they approve it, and then they say, your speech is evil, we ban it outside of a court. Well, guess what? You're getting your asses sued off. And I mean, I've got to sue people now. Okay, because this is BS. Now, I'm ranting, Roger, but let me tell you, we're kicking their ass. They know it. You said that New York Times article was important. Yeah, it was a blueprint. They're passing around going, okay, he does have billions of listeners a year. Ban this son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. So what do we do, Roger? Because it ain't about just getting money today. They're going to launch more attacks. We've got to stop them, but we got to get the funds while we're in the battle, get resupplied. We're in an info war. They are cutting off our supply lines of our whole plan to launch a Washington bureau. What do we do?
Well, Alex, you know, stop mincing words. Tell us how you really feel. I agree with everything you said. It's egregious. It is their blueprint. They have their
heads. They've already censored you off all the major goddamn networks. Excuse me, Lord. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I apologize to Christ. Go ahead.
It's okay. First of all, let me salute the two ladies that you're with there who are real journalists doing real reporting. And who show you what a real feminist looks like, someone who is for real equality and fairness. So,
and not afraid to be feminine. The feminist is supposed to be ugly and not throw around that goddess power. That's why they banned Wonder Woman. They said she's too feminine.
Too feminine.
They should really be called masculinists because there's nothing really feminine about today's modern day feminine.
Give me Wonder Woman and the whole world's waiting for you, the power you possess. Sorry, go ahead. Roger, tip your camera down a little bit. We want to see that sharp suit. That's yeah, more than a pinstripe. Is that like a little pin dot suit? What do you call that?
This suit is probably older than your oldest child, Alex. It is was made by a legendary Italian tailor on Fifth Avenue.
I like it.
His name was Nino Spano. And he had kind of a Neapolitan shoulder, but a fullness through the chest and back of a softer Anderson and Shepherd type London model. So it was kind of British tailing with an Italian flair.
I like it. That may be your best suit, I tell you. But seriously, I'm ranting and raving. I'm so pissed off that, I mean, I had to leave yesterday. I mean, I'm genuinely pissed. I shouldn't have these. But, I mean, I just got robbed for $5 million this year. It was $3.3 million we made last year. If it was $5 million we'd make this year to fight the globalists. This is a major freaking blow, man. I'm pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, Alex, I myself learned yesterday that the FISA court approved a surveillance of yours truly over a year ago. That means...
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. They sent me an email of huge breaking news. I apologize. Let's break this down right now. Yeah, start over. Alex, this is huge breaking news with Roger Stone.
That I guess it's called the FISA court or the FISA court approved government surveillance of yours truly over a year ago. I'd like to know on the basis of what evidence, in other words, a Hillary Clinton press release, a clipping in the newspaper. My civil rights and my civil liberties have been violated by this intrusion into my privacy. They may have learned many, many things, but I'll tell you what they didn't find. Collusion or connections or contacts with any Russians. The fact that the warrant has leaked from the court is a crime itself, so now they're leaking it to destroy the good character of Roger Stone and Paul Manafort, and this poor chap, Carter Page, who is unknown to me. The mugging here is extraordinary.
Meanwhile, I was talking to former congressman, head of the major committees, Homeland Security, vice head of the Armed Services, saying, oh, it's Hillary's a Chinese and Russian spy. It's already come out, but I'm going to expose it in the next few days with Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's coming up. I mean, this is just bombshell. It's well known that they're Russian and communist Chinese agents. And then they got the nerve to claim this with you. You get poisoned with polonium. And then they never show the proof. They always just say, oh, well, we know they were in contact, but I've talked to you and everybody. This is horse manure.
Well, in fact, Dr. Corsi has done incredible investigative work tying John Podesta and Hillary Clinton and John's brother, Tony, to incredible dealings with the ruling clique and the power brokers around Putin. Mm. The uranium deal, which was a Tony Podesta deal, is, I think, well known thanks to...
Sure, and they never would have released...
New York Times piece on it.
Mm-hmm. Sure, and they would have released this stuff on you if they had something. They keep recycling now four times in the last 4 months. Every month, the same thing. We've got him. He's with the Russians, and you're literally here just laughing at him. I mean, no one ever accused you of this before. There's no evidence. They would have used it if they had it. They just keep recycling it.
Right.
Well, and let's just review it. In this story of January 20th, the morning of Donald Trump's inauguration, a story that I am convinced was placed for the purpose of aggravating him, kicking him in the shins, alleged that there were email transmissions and financial transactions that the 17 intelligence agencies, they love to use that one over and over again, all Obama appointees, all neocons, all part of the rogue operation that is the Central Intelligence Agency, had this information. Where is it? Where can we?
Yeah, you want to go before Congress, and they said they were going to call you, but you get hit with polonium. Then that's all confirmed. They don't even want to cover it. Listen, it's not in the news that AdRoll and Google banned me. You'd think that's their big victory, but they know it's so oppressive that they don't want their censorship campaign to be known. They just want to call for it and have it happen quietly. The problem is we're not going quietly into the night. So where do you expect all this to go?
Well, Alex, let me put it to you another way. Every phone conversation that you and I have had over the last year, and there have been many, I'm happy to say.
But I told you they were always recording.
As monitored it, but the brazen nature of this is outrageous.
Roger, I've had him pop on and threaten me and my family before, believe me, and tell me where I was 5 minutes before. It's all part of the psyop, man. Hey, you're now really arrived now, man.
Well, it's a list I prefer not to be on, but of course the point here is that I know that Donald Trump and Roger Stone and Paul Manafort, and I've read Mr. Carter's quickie book in his denials, have nothing to fear from a real, unbiased, fair investigation that lets everyone speak. Any charge against me would have to be a fabrication. I expect none. I'm consulting, as you are with your attorneys, with mine, to see what, I mean, this is destroying my good character through the leak of the existence of this.
It's lawsuit time, my friend.
Well, look, I am privately consulting a very respected and esteemed former judge whose name I can't reveal, Andrew Napolitano, as to what my legal options may be.
Well, listen, I've had them say in the news I'm a Russian agent. I mean, the only Russian connection I have is Daria's a U.S. Army veteran and a great patriot. She's Russian. But, I mean, my family fought the Russians in covert stuff, I know. I don't know the details. It's all classified. But, I mean, this is the craziest crap I've ever heard. Trump's trying to make our country great, bring back our sovereignty, stop the globalists. And they just keep pushing this narrative because it's their excuse to keep commanding brigades within the deep state, which even Limbaugh admits is now doing this now, to take action. I think they're losing, though, when Limbaugh is exposing rogue elements of the CIA. But I've got to tell you, I'm not a guy that wants martial law and some kind of civil war. We're already in one. And I think the president should go out and prepare the ground for mass arrest of the people that are trying to kill him, trying to overthrow the country, trying to sell us out. I think it's time the president take the gloves off. He tried to fix the economy. He's trying to move forward and be a good guy. They're opening the newspaper saying kill him. He's got to do basically what Lincoln did, and it's time to crack eggs. I think the president, it's time the president take the gloves off and be Abraham Lincoln big time.
Alex, I think he's on his way to do that. This upcoming speech is very important. I think he is finding his sea legs. The treachery of the mainstream media is beyond what even he could have foreseen. The vituperation, the smears, the lies, the
Oh, he gave a speech. He went, everybody else can have coal but us. And it's totally clean. Why does that hurt anybody? Just let us have a country. He just is so good, he doesn't get we're supposed to be screwed. So this is a Russian agent. We need more of this.
Yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
Absolutely. Look, I think that his leadership qualities are beginning to come to the core. I think he is lonely. He is working very hard, longer hours than he put in at his desk at the Trump Organization. Mm-hmm. Even after he retires to the family quarters, he is working the phones like Lyndon Johnson. CEOs he's trying to coax into expanding here, political friends, friends from...
I agree. It's like watching a lion fight 1,000 wild dogs and hyena. I'm not trying to lionize him. He's a lion. I am lionizing him. It's literally epic because I'm in a lower level experiencing the same thing. So is Roger.
Right.
And it's like you could join them and screw everybody over and they leave you alone. But I don't want to be in the company of these people. I don't want to join with evil and screw America over. I can't do it. They call me a chump. Then they say I'm a traitor. And by the way, Roger, I forgot they banned you. I was reading off ad roll as well. There is a major purge where that's how you're supposed to fund your website. You put out content. You know, people link to it, and then you make a little money. They're literally putting us into an electronic ghetto.
Yeah, no, out of the blue, I was invited to go on MSNBC, so this surprised me, because I, of course, have banned there as far as
You've been banned for a year and a half. They announced on air you were banned.
Yes, so I had an excellent interview with Chris Hayes. He was aggressive, as is fair. It was a fair, balanced interview, and I appreciated being invited. Then I was invited by Ari Melber, who I've always also had a fair...
Well, let's hear how this ties into ad roll, because what happens is if you're big in the news, you get banned. Mm-hmm. It's like they go, oh, there's the target. They're all like hopping up and down. Literally put us on the street. So we'll be right back. Roger Stone, StoneColdTruth.com. Donate to us, folks. Infowars.com/show.
The Empire's on the run.
I want to beat them. I need the funds. And the GCN, I'll turn these ladies loose on them.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can you imagine if they announced if you're a liberal, you can't have ads on any Google platform, you can't even buy them, we're going to kick you off, man. Can you imagine, you know, they won't let gay people bake a cake so they get sued and everything. I say bake your cake. The point is, we're being discriminated against much more. They're openly calling for it everywhere. I wanted to get Dr. Steve Pachinik. I got to go to some meetings and I'm coming back tonight. 8 to midnight live. Reddit Ask Me Anything. Reddit is censored starting. They got TV shows on Showtime. People playing me and saying horrible things in my name and admitting it's me and laughing at me. I mean, I'm not bitching. We're definitely in a war. We're having a big effect. I just want the listeners to understand it's your support and your action they're really scared of.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot that Stone wants to get into. I forgot the fact that, oh, yeah, we're in the FISA court. Everything he's doing is being listened to. Yeah, don't worry, Roger. They only start talking about FISA if they want to use something in the media. We're all being listened to. I've been sitting there with people before, and the CIA calls them up on the phone and says, watch what you're saying, because the guy I'm talking to is, you know, CIA, and I don't mean CIA analyst. I mean CIA Daisy, you know, pushing machine. And, you know, That's the real world we live in here. I don't say all that to act informative or even impressive. It just is a fact. It is information. And I'm just a good American that wants to cut taxes and have Federal Reserve loans to small businesses and to have sovereignty and be strong again. You've got a bunch of people that have chips on their shoulders that want to just sell us out to any foreign interests that have run the country in the ground. Maxine Waters thinks that, again, Russia attacked North Korea or South Korea last week. She thinks Bush is still in office. I mean, I used to hear Pachetik and stuff like 15 years ago. They're a bunch of incompetents. I'm like, oh, no, they're like masterminds. No, it's worse. Yeah, we have her saying, and Trump's entire cabinet are, quote, scumbags. Cue that up in a minute.
Yeah.
I've got to go. I'm just here saying, I want to hear from Pachetik, and I want to get into all this other stuff, the campaign for censorship, Trump's upcoming speech, Rich Priebus' latest moves. He's got a lot of big data he was telling me before we got on air, and he hadn't even gotten to it yet, so... Hope Pachetik can kind of laser beam in here quick as well. The FISA court authorized surveillance of key communications of him a year ago. How did you learn that? And then I want to ask Pachetik before I leave. Ladies, pop in any time. This is a roundtable discussion. How did you learn that you're being spied on by the National Security Agency?
It was reported several places in the mainstream media. Andy McCarthy spoke of it openly in public, which was widely covered.
Yeah, so that's illegal to even talk about it. Okay, so.
Right. So I went immediately to Judge Napolitano, who was horrified. Just the fact that they got an authorization and that there were three individuals, and it was confirmed that I was one of them. You know, it's an, obviously they see me as an enemy of the deep state. They know of my great support and affection and relationship with the president.
They're getting rid of everybody that's Americana that they know gives Trump comfort. That's why they're blocking all those comments that are positive to him. It's why they don't want him answering the phones. It's why he sits there at night answering the switchboard, the big secret nobody wants you to know, because he really does care. They call that a weakness, but he really likes average people because he's a blue-collar billionaire like his dad was. And I think we've said it. They're trying to cut him off. I want to bring up Dr. Pachetik, and then I got to go. And then you guys all have a free-for-all, but let the ladies get in, too. Doc, what do I do? You used to run black ops, been involved in all sorts of regime changes. I know you're confident we're beating them, but right now they are blowing the living hell out of my operation financially. I've talked to lawyers. They say we've got serious lawsuits, but I don't love lawsuits, but I guess I've got to do it. Dr. Pachetik, I mean, what do you make of all this? This is just outrageous. How he's a Russian spy, they're spying on him, all this is going on, and now Google won't take our ads. It's happened to Stone. Stone didn't get to that yet. I mean, they've called for this purge. The president needs to come out and say, you back off, Google and others, or we're going to slap you with antitrust. Google's already had a trust under Obama. I am sick of these people like Zuckerberg and Schmidt believing I don't have free speech, trying to ruin America and have one-sided deals. But look at TPP was meant to screw over the average American business person. So Dr. Pachetik, quick comment on that, and then I want to let you guys take over.
For the most part, you have been the voice, Roger's the voice, but in many ways this is a reflection of what happened during the Nixon administration, where everybody called him crazy or anti-Semitic, none of which was true. When Google plays with you and decides to interfere with your business, that is major impediment of commerce. Google knows that. That's going to stop. The hidden government, remember what I said a long time ago. We have a division within the so-called hidden government. I can assure you that Roger Stone, Alex Jones, is seen very favorably by those who I work with. Does it mean I'm being surveyed and I've been, monitored since? I said yes, because there's no problem when I'm being monitored and I feel comfortable with the people whom I deal with. Now, for 30 years, both the CIA and military intelligence has been concerned about our country. Now what we have is a backlash from those in the CIA and elsewhere who feel that they've been taken advantage of, they've been co-opted, and correctly, we counter-cooed with people who were loyal to you, Alex, loyal to Roger Stone, and understood both the Nixon and Reagan administration. So what you're seeing now within the deep-seated community or the so-called secret government is an internal fight that I've been telling you about for 15 to 20 years, but it's come out to the forefront.
And you predicted it, so I'm asking you. I know it's top people and Obama left behinds that are doing it. They're in open rebellion. Tillerson's trying to clear them out. I know we've got good people. That's why Maxine Waters is so pissed calling them scumbags, because they know they're starting to lose. I'm just telling you, the president, just for himself and everybody else, they're waging war against his kids, his businesses. I'm not looking for authoritarianism, but we're getting attacked. It's time to punch back against these assholes. I'm sorry. I'm going to let you guys take over. But
the ultimate irony, Alex, if you go to the ACLU, and I think this is exactly what you should do, and ask the ACLU to protect you vis-a-vis Google and Amazon and anybody on the Internet, and then file a suit for violation of the First Amendment, Second Amendment, any amendment, and the impediment to do business, let's see what happens. In other words, let's not get upset about the left. Let's use it. ACLU should be prepared to defend you and anyone else on the political
side. Sure, I agree, and we're going to do that. But let me ask you this. It seems like a super bold move. From talking to your big sources, I've got some high-level ones as well. I think we're winning right now, restoring the republic. But I mean, how serious is the civil war in the deep state? Where is it going? I'm going to turn this over to Roger Stone and, of course, McAdoo and the other crew members. Go ahead.
Well, Roger is aware of something like this because it happened within Nixon. From my perspective, Roger knew Nixon far better than I. But I knew one thing: when Nixon was attacked by a Washington Post, by the so-called Bernstein and Woodward team, what was not brought out to the forefront, and I had to bring it out subsequently, and I said it to Eagleberg at the time, was Woodward was not just simply a reporter. He had been part of naval intelligence. And the person he briefed in the Nixon administration and who briefed him in return was a man called Alexander Haig, or Colonel Haig at the time. So what you had, even at that point in time, in the 60s and 70s, is that Nixon was pinpointed by intelligence. The CIA was not a friend of Nixon's. Nixon knew that very well. Nixon had very much the same traits that Trump did. Self-made man, a man who did not trust the establishment, did not like the Yaleys, did not like the Harvards, the Princetons, and all that nonsense. But he was at the mercy of Henry Kissinger and others who went to Harvard and Yale. He was called an anti-Semite. If it wasn't for Nixon, the state of Israel wouldn't be here today. Roger knows this better than I do, that literally Nixon gave Golda Meir all the planes she needed in the Six-Day War. Literally, our pilots flew into Tel Aviv. The IDF took it over, and they just went on to win the war. So what we have now is a recapitulation of what we had in the Nixon administration, a little bit of what we had in the Reagan administration. But this is very much what a revolution looks like in the 21st century. You happen to be the person that they can pick off most readily because you're in the press. They can mock you. They can laugh you. But the old saying goes, don't forget my name, and you can knock me in as many times as you want because your brand will continue to go up. When I read that article in the New York Times that you had 5 to 10 to 18 million listeners worldwide, I would like to see the compilation of all the newspapers and see what their subscription is. It doesn't come one-tenth to your subscription rate. So you will have support. You will not only have support from people like myself, you have support within the so-called deep government. So does Roger. The reason for that is the deep government needs an access point in order to get to the right in order to go to the center. This was not something I made up. This was not something Nixon made up. It was an old strategy that we would come in from the right in order to get to the middle. Roger knew about it. Nixon knew about it. And it went on and on, and Kissinger knew about it. So what we have right now is an internal fight going on. What Maxine Waters says is not relevant. Nancy Pelosi's not relevant. Most of the people you hear on the radio and television coming from Congress are totally irrelevant. It's the ones you don't hear from, the ones who are quiet and silent and basically control the purse strings. Those are the ones that Trump has the closest relationship to, because you have to remember that McConnell's wife, Madam Cho, is a part of the administration. You also have to remember that we have now three military officers who will contain and constrain the administration in such a way that there will be no attempt for a counter coup. That's why the civilian intelligence in the CIA and elsewhere is very frightened. This is the first time we have had military officers, distinguished military officers, who have come to the forefront and said, you know what, I'm serving the administration not to get one more grade because they're all generals. It's not to get more money because they don't need it, but to save the republic and to make sure that we do not go to unnecessary wars and we no longer deplete our money source into irrelevant activities like war and other overseas activities that Obama did. Right now, fortunately, we're bringing back 4,000 of our troops in the National Guard from Djibouti. Did anyone in the Obama administration say to anyone in the United States that we have soldiers in Africa fighting in Somalia, Sudan, Ethiopia, and elsewhere? No. What happened was that Obama, as always, he kept it quiet. He was cryptic and devious. Yet no one has picked it up from the New York Times because they're afraid to talk about those kind of episodes. No one talked about the fact that we went into Libya without any preparation. It was the CIA, Panetta, and a whole group of others. And our own soldiers did not approve of that. The issue was that we had an offline situation in Libya. The ambassador had other issues at hand, and unfortunately, the episode occurred.
Steve, let me jump in here, if I may. First of all, you are absolutely right about what happened under the agency, because, of course, I was there. You and I have compared notes. We come away with the same impression. This is a very key point. I recommend a book called Silent Coup by Leonard Kolodny, now out again publicly, which reveals that Bob Woodward has a long relationship with naval intelligence, that it is actually Bill Sullivan who is talking to him through the entire Watergate affair, and how he has suppressed this. I have a monograph coming out shortly, 5,000 words, entitled The Many Lies of Robert Woodward, or Bob Woodward, pardon me, which right. You'll be able to get online. It is extraordinary that the division that Steve describes in the agency is absolutely true. Here are the problems, though. Those who support liberty and freedom and the Alex Jones, Roger Stone libertarian right agenda of freedom and civil liberties are the grunts, the agents, the people at the middle and lower levels. The leadership is still an Obama-appointed clique of elitists, Ivy Leaguers, one-worlders, globalists. In the case of former Director Brennan, an active communist in the U.S. Communist Party politics of Gus Hall. And a man with an obvious weakness for radical Islam and Wahhabism. So that's where the leaking is happening. That is where the plan to take out Donald Trump is being executed. And the president has to be aware of how deep the hatred goes. They are leaking on General Flynn. They are leaking about the FISA court warrant against yours truly to monitor, Steve, every conversation you and I have had. The little men in the trailers have their headphones going. It's like a movie. It's so ridiculous. I'm sure it is somewhat more sophisticated these days.
Yeah. Well, this is incredible. I feel like this is incredible for me to be sandwiched in between the two of you guys, getting all of this back knowledge. And when we come out back from the break, I mean, Millie and I are kind of sitting here and just sort of young in the game. To us, this is unprecedented, watching the media and everyone calling our president Hitler, and the movie theaters around the country are going to be showing 1984 to protest the president, as if that's not the ultimate doublespeak that we were warned about in 1984. And we're kind of wondering, are they going to succeed? Will they succeed in this coup and taking out the president? I mean, they are full steam ahead, all cylinders firing, trying to convince the nation that he is the ultimate embodiment of Hitler, Hitler reborn. And no, we just want to know, is he going to be successful? I want to remind everyone why we are here, why we've got Roger Stone here and Steve Pachenik just dropping this wisdom, this knowledge, because we are under attack. InfoWars needs your support right now. We are listener supported. We always have been. And the globalists have succeeded in cutting off one of our supply lines, something that we use to reach millions of people across the internet every single day. They dropped us from ad roll. I know Roger Stone has also been attacked in that arena. They want to cut off our funding so that we cannot reach the masses and be as acceptable, I mean, as, you know, reachable as we have been. So we have this Defend InfoWars special going live right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
25% off Brain Force. Super Male Vitality, 25% off. Survival Shield X2, 25% off. Caveman, 33% off. These are amazing deals, folks. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, 33% off.
We got the Donald J. Trump and Ronald Reagan lithographs, just $19.95. Free Alexa Pure with a 3-month InfoWars Select Storable Food Supply. And I really want to implore everyone out there. I know Alex is saying spread the link. Let everyone know that we are the people who the globalists are trying to silence. Spread the link. And I would also say take pictures with any of your products, the books that you buy at the InfoWars store, any of the InfoWars life products that you use. We need to go on the defensive and you be our voice out there. You be our ad role out there and take the pictures and just let people know how impressed you are with these products. Don't let them silence you by silencing us, by taking us off this ad role. We're going to go ahead and just skip this break because I feel like this is too important, the information that we're getting right now from Roger Stone and Steve Pasenik. Yes. I just want to know, do you guys, what can you tell those of us out here? This is sort of the first time we're really activated and loving what's going on in this country, and now we're just shocked to see people like Bill Kristol or come out and say, you know, we believe in democracy, but I'd rather have a deep state than President Bill Trump.
I know Bill Kristol. Bill Kristol is one of those Jewish neocons who is basically what we call a chicken hawk. A chicken hawk is somebody who can espouse all kinds of wars, but has personally made sure he never went into the draft. He is such a draft dodger, along with all the other neocons, Pearl, Wolfowitz, Salmik, Alazat, Hadley, that they have already been denigrated in terms of our part of the deep republic. Kristol has no idea what he's talking about. He's just a mouthpiece for Obama.
Let me jump in here, if I may, because I have a very friendly relationship with Bill. He's actually a very pleasant chap. Now, he voted for Hubert Humphrey. He comes from a long line of liberal Democrats. He seems to share the same foreign policy view of John McCain and his mini-me sidekick, Lindsey Graham, which is send troops first, ask questions later. We're in a very dangerous time here. Because you have this rogue element. They know that if the president cleans house at the agency, which is what they fear, and at this juncture, they're well aware that the only person in the building loyal to the chain of command of the president is the director. No one has been hired below him yet. These people are all Obama holdovers leaking like a sieve, and much information is not filtering down to the second and third level agents and men and women who work conscientiously to protect their country. The same thing is true of the FBI. The leadership is heavily politicized and has their own agenda. The rank and file agents, the men and women protecting us, are patriotic Americans, and they don't know everything.
I agree with you, but here is one of the issues that is far more important than I've seen over the years, and so is the military. The CIA has recruited about 60 to 70% of their internal staff has been outsourced, either through Booz Allen, and you can see this with Edward Snowden. Snowden ostensibly came out of special forces. He broke his leg or whatever the nonsense story was. He came into the CIA, recruited by the CIA, then left the CIA, but came back as a contract player. The reason they do this in the CIA, why the CIA is bloated, highly expensive, and is not completely loyal to the United States, is very simple. They do not work directly for the CIA or the United States government. They usually work for an outsourcing contractor. For the most part, Booz Allen, L3, or any one of the other Blackwater associations. The military works specifically for the military. We have no outsourcing going on other than those that are given to civilians or people who want to protect the State Department. When Trump came in, there was a very clear message. We will decrease the size of the CIA, we will decrease the size of the State Department, and we will not spare anyone. I I understand what you're saying about Bill Kristol. I've never had that attitude toward him. I find him quite despicable, as I do most of the neocons.
No, I find his politics despicable.
Hmm. Well, I find it.
As an American citizen who was basically called a lazy American, and that shouldn't we be happy to be replaced with the new illegal immigrants coming in the country, I find that remark by him despicable. And to just put it out there that that's the plan of the globalists to replace all of us lazy Americans and people who actually want to fight for this country and believe in liberty and freedom and actually give a crap about the Constitution.
Let me tell you one thing. The notion of globalism is dying on the vine. I said it years ago, and I'm saying it again. Brexit came out of the Trump movement. Another major movement that initiated the European Union was France. And what is happening to France? They've been occupied by Muslims. The immigration issue is so grand that Madame Le Pen from the extreme right will probably be the next president of France. She will then initiate Article 50 to withdraw from the EU. Once France withdraws from the EU, Germany will then have to deal with Greece, Italy, Spain, and you've got a basket case. Mm. So, in fact, what's happened is globalism is dying on the vine. Don't give them more credit than they need. They're falling apart. Mm. That's why Putin can come in and try to help them out. But Putin is in financial trouble. China is in financial trouble. The only country which is not in financial trouble is the United States. Mm. We have now gone to the IMF, thanks to Mnuchin, and basically said to Lagarde and to the director of the IMF and the World Bank, realign your currency rates so that the dollar reflects correctly how we can do trade, and don't artificially pump us up so that we cannot do trade. So Trump is working in many, many different levels. Unfortunately, that's not brought out. And most people in the New York Times have no idea what we're talking about. Right. That's why Alex Jones, that's why Roger, that's why you ladies are extremely important to what's happening. Mm, this is a revolution.
Right. And what you just said about France is really key, because we've reported about how George Soros and these other groups are actually now working with Internet giants to be able to stop what happened here in the United States with the unprecedented election of Donald Trump. They want to stop that from happening in France. So they're already trying to stop access to information, and InfoWars is the place where people, French citizens, can come here and get accurate information about what's going on in their country, or Swedish citizens, of course, because it's they're silenced in their own country.
Exactly. And, you know, I have a question for you guys, because we've seen how, you know, the mainstream media has done a really good job getting everybody so caught up on these other issues and, mm-hmm. and the whole Trump having to defend himself over these Russian allegations. Yet, you know, we kind of have lost track of going after Hillary and really putting her behind the bars. If anybody should be being, you know, investigated or a judge allowing them to spy on, it would be Hillary Clinton, right. Not somebody like Roger Stone,
right.
Who hasn't really done anything to warrant that type of an invasion on their privacy. But this is my question. What do you guys think about the potential coup that we could be seeing on, you know, Donald Trump at this time? And what do you think about, you know, Flynn and the timeliness of his resignation juxtaposed with now InfoWars being attacked and Milo Yiannopoulos being, you know, having to be kind of resigned from Breitbart? What do you think about all of this happening all at once? And what kind of vulnerability does that make?
What an excellent question. I can't believe you just asked that. Oh, Millie Weaver with the 1-2 punch there. We actually are about to go to break here in about 30 seconds. I know Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us on the flip side. I'm not sure if you guys can stick around to answer that question or if we'll have Paul right away. But anyone else who, if you want to continue on with this conversation, infowars.com/show. Thank you so much, Roger Stone and Steve Pachenik. We will catch you guys here on the flip side. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.